Showcasing First Nations voices through music, film, dance and conversation, Songwrites is a new program taking over the Western Foyer of the iconic Sydney Opera House, bringing together artists from remote and regional communities to share ancient traditions and languages using music, dance, screen and ceremony. It's on from the 3rd till the 6th of September. And joining us now is curator of Songwrites and the Sydney Opera House's head of First Nations programming, Michael Hutchings. Hey, Michael, how are you going?
Hey, how you doing? Good to...
Good to see you too and have you here on 2SER Breakfast. Tell us a bit more about Songwrites. This is an absolutely stacked bill that you've got happening.
The idea with Songwrites was to get regional and remote creatives into the Opera House. Yeah. Now, the idea was also about taking deep-rooted cultural practice, but working with artists that put a contemporary lens over it. So that's why we're working with Dr. Shelley Morris and the Burulula Song Women with the Okula Imbiara, which is a project that she's had together for a while. They've released a lot of music with it, and yeah, they've been touring a little bit, but it's the first time they've done this in Sydney, and I think there's 9 women and Shelley singing, all in language, all in 4 different Burulula region languages. And it's really important, and the songs are great. And it's also a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It's not a heavy show. It's very much a celebration of culture and language and women and their stories.
And so they'll be performing live, and there's also another thing that they'll be part of, which is singing up country, stories, song lines and sisterhood.
Yeah. Yes, they'll be doing a workshop on the Saturday, which is almost sold out, where you'll be able to learn and have more intimate contact with the ladies and Shelley.
That's
so, which would be really exciting. Yeah.
Yes. Another thing that looks really exciting is Wrong Side of the Road.
Ah, yes, we've got a great, you know, that was remastered a few years ago, and so we decided to put it in as part of the series. And we're also doing a lot of work with the National Film and TV Archives with a lot of their films. So this kind of kicks off that series.
For those who don't know,
we do a lot of
It's a classic First Nations rock and road movie starring, of course, the legendary Us Mob and No Fixed Address.
And we'll have the directors and the producers there as well. So you'll be able to possibly meet them and hear from them too. So, which will be really exciting.
Indeed, there's tons of stuff going. So we've got another performance is of songs, Song Spirals.
Yeah, Song Spirals is what actually inspired me for this whole series. I saw it at the Darwin Festival last year, and I know Rosie Pearson well, the choreographer, and she's a younger woman. And her aunties and mothers wrote a book called Song Spirals, which is very much about Yolngu culture, but from a women's perspective, because there hasn't been much put out there by women. It's usually men, because anthropologists go up there and they have men's stories. And they're saying, no, the women's stories are just as important, if not more. Yeah. So that really inspired the whole idea of this series, that really to focus on that deep-rooted cultural practice and really focus on mainly women's stories with the live performance, obviously with Shelley's show as well and this one. And it also combines really lovely visuals and soundtrack as well. So it's a real multimedia experience with a young dancer's choreographer. By Rosie Pearson.
Well, it seems like everything about Songwrites is a feast for all the senses, isn't it? It's not just sort of music. It's everything. It's dance. It's film. You're very busy with this one. I guess also there were the conversations. We should talk "Crying the Land to Life: A Journey into Yolngu Women's Song Spirals," which is continues on from that Song Spirals performance you were talking about.
Some of the women that wrote the book will be there. And so they'll be doing a session where they will talk about the book with the publisher, like a panel session, and also be there to, you can sign books and you'll be able to buy the books as well. I've got a copy. It's a wonderful book. So really important book too. It won the Prime Minister's Literary Prize too a few years ago. So
you'll be very busy with this one. Now, you're looking to make this sort of an annual thing, if you will, a regular thing on the calendar?
Well, we have, you might be aware, we have dance rights where we have communities from all over the country come and do cultural dance on the forecourt and competition.
Yeah.
So what we've decided to do that is every 2 years now, and then in between years have song rights where we take over some of the theatres and get the mob inside so we can do outside and inside now. So yeah.
I tell you what, you must be run off your feet with everything that you're doing there. It's absolutely packed with stuff there.
It's a lot of fun though. It's a good run off of feet. Have a good team, good First Nations team to work with as well.
Awesome
Small
stuff.
but good.
That's great. You're doing so many wonderful things there at the Opera House, and great to have it there. I'll put links up to where people can find out more about Songwrites, First Nations Voices through music, dance, film, and conversation, all happening at the Sydney Opera House. But as stated by Michael Hutchings, who's head of First Nations programming at the Opera House, tickets selling fast on from the 3rd till the 6th of September. And we'll stay in touch with you because I imagine once you're through with this, you'll have your next big thing, and we'd love to have you back here on 2SER Breakfast to let us know about it.
Yeah, so we do have a few things that haven't been announced yet, so we'd love to share it with you.
Michael, I really appreciate your time here this morning. Thank you so much for joining us on 2SER Breakfast. I'm going to play some Makula Yimbinyara now with Shelley Morris with All Together We Sing. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, everybody. See ya. Bye-bye.